Chapter 1. Red rockets arced into an indigo-blue sky and exploded in 1,000 points of incandescent light. The crowd at the winter market, already lubricated from tossing back multiple go-cups of fine liquor, murmured a collective, appreciative ooh as the flat waters of the Mississippi River reflected mirror images of the colorful bursts. "This is my favorite time of year," Carmela Bertrand said. "Right before we head into the holidays, when the weather's cooled down and you can feel the French Quarter literally pulsing with electricity." "You sure you're not just having a hot flash?" Ava asked. Carmela grinned and shook her head. "How old do you think I am, anyway?" "A year younger than me," Ava sighed. "Isn't it amazing how the old tempests can fugit? It's like living in a game show with a permanent lightning round." Carmela had cool blue eyes, hair that was short, choppy, and streaked with honey, and a radiant complexion that was due in part to the industrial strength humidity of New Orleans. She was smart, practical, and possessed a nimble mind that fairly burned with curiosity. Yes, the kind of curiosity that killed the proverbial cat. Ava, on the other hand, was her dark twin. Masses of raven hair, lush lips, heart-shaped face, and eyes slightly canted to give her an almost cat-like appearance. Tonight, her leather slacks appeared to be airbrushed on, and her red silk top was cut so low that her generous décolleté seemed like an offering to the gods. Even though she was a few ticks over the age of 30 herself, she dressed the same as when she was a perky, 18-year-old beauty queen candidate from Wetumpka, Alabama. "This turned out to be fun," Ava said as she stopped at a jewelry booth to admire a small gold skull necklace. "I'm glad we came." Instead of sitting at home, watching Netflix, and eating ourselves into a fudge and kettle corn stupor. "Speak for yourself," Ava said. "You're the one with the tough cop, nose-to-the-grindstone boyfriend who toils nonstop for all us sinners and ungrateful taxpayers. Whereas I could have been swanning around some exotic five-star restaurant with my dear sweet Roman numeral if I'd crooked my little finger at him." Roman numeral was Ava's pet name for Harrison Harper Wilkes III, her latest conquest in a long list of conquests that practically rivaled those of Alexander the Great. It was early December, and Carmela and Ava were taking in the excitement and raucous fun of the winter market. This outdoor celebration of art, jewelry, crafts, foods, and vintage clothing had been set up adjacent to the French market, its string of flapping canvas booths and gaudy electric lights backing up directly to the dark Mississippi. Hordes of band-wearing, hard-drinking revelers streamed through the marketplace, while Christmas carolers, stilt walkers, fortune tellers, and the occasional fire eater also mingled in to enliven the celebration. "Mmm," Ava said, eyes wide open. She gestured frantically with her glass of wine, looking as if she just swallowed a bug. "Wine, more. Why are you suddenly talking as if you just deplaned from a foreign country?" Carmela asked. Ava tilted her cup back and gulped a final hit. "Because my throat was caught in drink-swallow-belch mode," she explained. She fluttered a hand against her chest, let loose a genteel burp, and said, "There, better." "Maybe for you," Carmela said. "So, what? You want another glass of wine? Maybe something spiced?" She steered her friend toward one of a dozen wine vendors.
"Couldn't hurt."
"What you got?" Carmela asked the wine vendor, a middle-aged man with a heroic handlebar mustache and a red sweatshirt that said, "Kiss me, I'm Cajun." "Spiced wine, mulled wine, and chilled red wine," the vendor told her.
"Two spiced wines, please," Carmela said. "What's the difference between mulled and spiced?"